Welcome back to the podcast, you beautiful soul. Thank you for joining me today. We're going to be talking about threesomes, open relationships, non-monogamous relationships, polygamy, whatever, I guess, word you want to use to describe this conversation. Really, I guess, taboo, curious, interesting conversation. I've got some thoughts to throw into it. Being in a non-monogamous relationship with my beautiful fiance and been, I guess, in this relationship for coming up to 4 years. It's been a beautiful journey, a lot of growth, a lot of curiosity, a lot of lessons, a lot of breakthroughs, a lot of healing. So I thought I'd actually share my thoughts with it because I had a conversation with a friend of mine on the weekend and he asked me some questions around it. I thought the answers were quite interesting. So I thought I'd jump on here and share it with all of you guys. So first and foremost, if you haven't already, please like the video, subscribe as well for future episodes. The bigger the channel get, the bigger the guests get. So if you could just, again, give it a little like and a subscribe, that would be muchly appreciated. With all of that being said, let's rock and roll. So first things first, I just want to share this story. It's a silly story. You've probably heard it before, but all about having open minds. Having an open mind about challenging the way that you view the world. I love this quote. I do forget who actually said this quote, but it's really powerful. We challenge all of our beliefs, except for the ones we truly believe, those ones we don't think to challenge. So if you have a belief about how the world is, how relationships have to be, should be, got to be, that is just your projection of your internal beliefs of how you view life and the world, relationships, people, etc. So this silly little story will hopefully hit this home. So a daughter was watching her mum cook a meatloaf and she cut the ends off of the meatloaf to put it into the oven to make it, to cook it. And the daughter asked her mum, "Mum, why do you cut the ends off the meatloaf?" And the mum says, "Well, this is how you do it. It makes it taste better." And the daughter says, "Why?" And she's like, "Well, I'm not sure why. My mother told me this." So this daughter goes to grandmother and says, "Grandmother, why do you cut the ends of the meatloaf to put in the oven? And why does it make it taste better?" She's like, "Look, I'm not sure. I've just always done it. It's always been that way. My mother told me how to do it." So the daughter goes to her great-grandmother and asks, "Great-grandma, why do you cut the ends off the meatloaf?" And the grandmother says, "Well, when I was growing up, my oven was too small and it wouldn't fit in, so I had to cut the ends off so it'd fit into the oven." And that silly little story is just the example of question everything. Why? What's your perception right now of a real healthy relationship? What does that look like? And if you've come from, I guess, a more Catholic religious sort of country upbringing, whatever, you might have the traditional relationship where it's a man and a woman, white picket fence, couple of kids, get a house, get a mortgage, and don't sleep with anyone else and stay together forever. Now, I should have done a bit of research before I jumped on this, but I know divorce rates are through the roof. I believe it's over 50%. And those are the people that have the courage to actually split up. The amount of people that actually have very, very fulfilled, deep, conscious, beautiful, embodied relationships, I would say would be less than 10%. I'd love to know if you want to comment below if you agree with that guesstimation. I know divorce is insane, and I know the amount of people that have fulfilling relationships, I've met very, very few people that do that. They just live in a lukewarm relationship, and that's just the way it is, and they put up with that until they die, because they don't want to be lonely, and that's just the way it is. That's how the meatloaf is meant to be done, right? So I just want to give you the opportunity and the invitation to challenge your ways of thinking. Why does whatever answer you came up with before, why does a traditional relationship have to be like that? Now, that was my first thing I wanted to share. I wanted to share my journey and what sort of got me into this world, and maybe you can get some lessons out of it. Now, when I grew up, I saw a lot of pain in relationships. I saw my mum and dad very verbally, mentally, emotionally, physically abusive. I grew up in a football environment. I come from a football athlete background. And my friends would literally go out on the weekend to have a party, and my friends would cheat on their girlfriends and the next day lie to their face. So I hated that, and it was very painful for me. So I had a lot of like pain and insecurities and concerns when it comes to relationships. I also grew up having a lot of sexual energy within myself, very sexually curious, very drawn to women, very drawn to I just had a lot of sexual energy inside of me. And I was just seeing like divorce rate, cheating rates, painful relationships. And with my mind, because I question everything, that's a gift of me, and it's a downside as well. But I'm very curious. I'm like, why are relationships so shit? Like, why do so few people have successful relationships? And why does it have to be, quote, the traditional white picket fence or whatever your version of that is? Why does it have to be like that? And that sort of line of questioning has led me down certain rabbit holes. Now, there's a book I want to recommend. So if you're watching the video of this podcast, It's called The Ethical Slut, A Practical Guide to Polygamy, Open Relationships, and Other Adventures. Now, I listened to that, and now you can see on the screen, it's like $87. Just get the audio version. It's literally like $10 or whatever. So I listened to that and consumed that a while ago now, maybe 5, 7, 10 years ago. It was a long time. And it was just a beautiful opening to kind of the Meatloaf story of challenging my ways of thinking. Because until reading that book, I perceived that relationships have to be a certain way. White picket fence, husband and wife, they stay together forever, don't sleep with anyone else. And just reading that book really opened my eyes. It's just like, you can have whatever structured relationship that you want. Because some people as well, this might be you, when you think of an open relationship, some people have like the extreme example of each person in the partnership, they might have 5 different partners. They sleep with each other at different times, solo and all that stuff. Now, is that an example? Of course it is. The thing that I've really come to realize about life, business, including relationships, you can have whatever fucking relationship you want. If you want to have a swingers relationship, which is essentially what me and my partner have, where you have experiences together with other people and other couples, beautiful. If you want to have a relationship with both of you guys can see separate people separately, beautiful, go for it. It's up to you. Now, there's some sort of disclaimers that I've got coming soon, so please stay tuned. But just empower yourself to be open-minded, to explore yourself, explore what inspires you, explore what fantasies and experiences you want to have. Now, again, there's some disclaimers to this, so please stay tuned. But that was my journey. So I read books, I was asking people, I was having conversations, I was really diving down this rabbit hole of relationships and I guess how to structure it right. So that was my journey. So something that I've experienced, again, the short version of it is when I first got with my partner, Georgia, my fiance. Before we started dating, I was very transparent. So this is something that I try to do my best and be as transparent and real and honest as I can. So before we even started dating, so I had an open conversation with Georgia because I met her after I'd read this book, after I'd been sort of in this world of questioning life and reality. And I told her, I said, hey, baby girl or princess, whatever I called her back then. I said, look, I'm not saying I want to have a full open relationship where we sleep with other people separately. However, I would love to explore open relationships where we have experiences with other people. Is that something that you're open to exploring? Now, I wasn't clear enough because I was, I think, 22 at the time, 23 at the time. I wasn't clear enough on the exact quote structure of what I wanted for my relationship, but I knew I wanted to explore it. And that's something I encourage you to do is to be real with your partner. Ideally, before you guys get together, or if you're just hearing this now and you're already with a partner, have those healthy, open conversations as soon as you can. Because if you've got it in you, if you've got that resentment in you, or you've got that, I'll say that differently, if you've got that curiosity and that want and that need within you to explore, to experience, to try XYZ, and you feel like you're not able to because of the relationship that you're in, it's going to build a little bit of resentment. It's going to build that frustration between each other. So just honestly having the open conversation, and you'll be surprised some people I've spoken to who are in this world, is when they actually ask their partner was thinking the same fucking thing. They actually wanted to too. They were just too scared to have the conversation. Now, will there be partners that aren't open to it? Of course. Now, I'm going to get to a couple caveats and disclaimers that I've got to this. Now, this is what I found along my journey. I actually found, and this was a huge wake up and a huge healing experience for me, is I realized that subconsciously, because I had the pain of relationships growing up with my parents, my friends, and all that stuff, is I actually had a commitment problem. I had problems and an issue of committing 100% in a relationship because I thought it was painful. So my way to get out of it was to have, quote, an open relationship, or to have the ability to, it's like always having a foot out the door. It's always having a get out of jail free card. And I've had that realization in the last couple of months, and we've been doing this for about sort of 3-4 years, and being able to actually fully commit to my partner. We're getting married very, very soon. We're planning kids. We're planning our future. I feel the most connected and in love and embodied with my partner now than ever before. Because I've had that realization that I was doing this as a bit of a get out of jail free card. Now, does that mean that we still don't have those experiences? Of course, we still have those experiences. But this is the part that I really want to hit home. People think that getting into an open relationship or getting having sex or sleeping with other people to spice up the relationship is going to save your relationship. That is not the fucking case. If you think this is going to save your relationship, you are in the wrong fucking relationship. Me and my partner, we've had literally experiences lined up with people, and a day, literally the day of we've even done it, where we didn't feel right with each other and we canceled it, because the relationship with you and your partner comes first. It comes first. You do not put other people's needs, your wants, your fantasies ahead of your relationship. If your relationship itself is not in a good place, you are not ready to go down this world, in my opinion. Again, if you both come together and that's the relationship you want, I would just be exploring, asking questions of why are you wanting to explore? Why are you wanting to open it up? Is it because you have some commitment issues? Is it because you've got some unhealed shit that is being manifested in your want to have sex with other people and explore other people? Or is it that, you know what, you're actually fucking in love and you love your relationship and you do have that curiosity and that want, that need to explore and have fun? So that's the big caveat that I've come to realize very recently, and probably about, or maybe 3 to 6 months ago. And I've just felt so embodied, so in love, more present. Our sex life has gone to an even new level since doing so. And I just wanted to share that with you guys, because people, again, they think, it's like people think, if we have a baby, it's going to save the relationship. No, it's fucking not. Like, you got to work on yourselves, work on your relationship, okay? Look, I think something that's been a great experience for us going down this rabbit hole or going down this journey is it does force you to work on your stuff, because there's definitely insecurities that come up. Like, we've had experiences with other couples, with other singles, and there's definitely insecurities. Well, if they're better than me, what if they fall in love? What if they want to be with someone else? And they've both come up from both me and Georgia, but it gives us the opportunity to heal through that. So we have like little things. I might do like a more detailed sort of like conversation on this, on like how to probably communicate and set boundaries and all that stuff. But me and Georgia, we don't have it all the time, but whenever we're looking at having another experience, we have a little check-in. What are our boundaries? What are we comfortable with? What are we not comfortable with? Before the experience, we have like a bit of a filtering process of who are the people that we want to have experiences with. And it's both a yes or it's a no. If one person says yes, one person says no, it's a no. Both people need to say yes to the person, to the experience, to the timing. Like I said, we've literally had people that we've both said yes to and we both want to and we're both ready to rock and roll. And on the day that this person, we were going to meet up with this person, I believe it was Georgia and me, I think we both had one each, where we just didn't feel ready for it. We're like, you know what? I'm not in a good place right now. I need to take time for myself and time for ourselves. Let's reschedule. And you got to have that ability. Do not put your own sexual needs ahead of your partner, your relationship. Obviously, there's a line here, because what if that happens again and again and again and again and again, and then you're never really internally, intrinsically satisfied in your relationship? Of course, that's when you want to have those conversations. But yeah, this is a huge rabbit hole. I could talk about it for hours because there's so many nuances that go into it. But yeah, the biggest takeaways from me is have an open mind, be okay questioning, exploring, have conversations with your partner. It might be just simple as like, hey babe, can I just have a really honest, real conversation with you? I've been really thinking and exploring about potentially having different structures within our relationship where we have experiences with other people. Is that something that you'd be open to talking about? And if they're like, nah, I don't want that, that's not for me, fair enough. Is that a non-negotiable for you? And there's no right or wrong with saying that is or that isn't. There's no right or wrong with that. If your partner's like, I want to have this because this is what I have for my vision, by all means, go for it. Making sure it's coming from a place of authenticity. It's not coming from a place of hurt, like what I was doing, because that's what I was doing. I'm like, oh, if I have an open relationship, I'm kind of always got my foot out of the door. I've always got a bit of a get out of jail free card. So I would make sure that you've healed first, or you're continuing to heal, and making sure you're coming from a place of being authentic, not just trying to, again, like project your wounds into your relationship. But yeah, there's so many nuances to this. Another little nuance for us, of that I've actually seen, I see this a lot with men, and I'm generalizing here, but I have seen it a lot with men, is men, they're like, oh, I want to have sex with other women, but you can't have sex with other guys. And I find that a lot. And that's just men, for me, trying to be the alpha and trying to, oh, well, men, that's biological. Men will have sex with many, many women and have many, many wives. That's bullshit, in my opinion. Like, there's truth to it. I understand there's truth to it. You could go back years and years and find all the evidence and the history, and that's how we, whatever. Like, I get that. We also used to walk around with no clothes on and shit on the fucking in nature. Most of us don't do that anymore either. So it's like, I hear what you're saying, but it needs to be fair. It needs to be right for the relationship. Now, some relationships, I'm just using, I guess, the traditional relationship, man and woman, but obviously use whatever structure you've got. Like, I find a lot of men be like, well, I want to sleep with other women, either solo or with us together in a threesome style, but you can't sleep with other men. Now, are there some women that actually want that? They don't want other men. They just want other girls and their partner. Beautiful. Awesome. Fantastic. But if you're just doing it for your needs, but you're too insecure to allow the other way to the shoe on the other foot, then again, I'll be questioning, again, is this a fair, balanced, equal relationship? Again, so many nuances to this conversation. I find it quite curious. If anyone's interested in it, by all means, send me a DM on Instagram. We can chat about it. I do talk to people about this quite infrequently. Not a lot, because it's not something I talk about too frequently, but it is something that I find quite interesting. But yeah, it's been a beautiful experience for both me and my partner. Every time we have done it, to be real with you guys, and this is very honest, every time we've had an experience with a couple or a single, we feel closer together. Because we go through, we bring our things up. The experience itself is fucking awesome and really inspiring and enjoyable. But then we also debrief after, and we've found every single time without a miss, we grow stronger together. We feel more connected together. We feel more in love with each other. To see, again, I'm sort of getting a little bit too detailed for now, but it has been an awesome experience. But do your own healing. Have open, healthy conversations. Read that book, The Ethical Slut. It was really eye-opening for me. I do recommend reading that. And yeah, I hope added some value. I had a conversation with someone on the weekend and I thought I'd share it with you guys. I hope you got value, guys. I normally do an offer for a strategy call if you want to heal and grow. So that is still there in the caption if you wanted to grow. But I hope you got value from this. Comment below your thoughts, your biggest takeaways. If you agree, if you disagree, like this video, subscribe if you haven't subscribed. Have a great day. I'll speak to you soon.